And so going back to the whole order of operation kind of thing that yours truly mentioned previously in one of those audiolicious where yours truly mentioned something in the realm of context matters. That's right, as in the importance of context because it gives people a better understanding of the whole story. It helps with the whole sort of thing like this happened because of that, and that happened because of this, or this led to that, and that led to this sort of thing, etc., etc. So that when you put all the pieces together, everything starts that is to make sense, right? Or it should, I guess, depending on who you are. But anyways, does that make sense? So yeah, this whole backstory stuff is very important, and it's also why yours truly believes you should never react too quickly to something without first exploring some of its backstory, right? And so I think you all would agree that after sharing with you all of that delicious mess, we're talking about part one, that is, all the occurrences during that amazing trek and adventure of that delicious year, that is, that everything is sort of starting to fall in place, right? And so, continuing from where we left off after that final pit stop, where yours truly met with Agent Oops. Ooh, I think that was a triple one. Anyways, as I was saying, continuing from where we left off after that final pit stop, where yours truly met with Agent Oops, as well as that delicious, atrocious, disastrous, nightmarish pit stop that we've yet to dive into too much of its details. But anyways, after those final two pit stops, yours truly said it was about time to hit the exit button for good on this quote unquote plain dumb thing. But in no way, shape, or form was yours truly quite done yet with this whole entertainment shit. And so, guess what? Guess what yours truly decides to get into next? That's right. Another adventure, only this time it wasn't quite a trekking adventure per se. But it was more like a period in which yours truly retools and tries out some new shit. Oh yeah, as in getting behind the camera shit, that is. Learning some new tricks here and there. And so, as mentioned previously, yours truly is very much a pro-education kind of guy. And as a matter of fact, yours truly believes that if you are not working, you probably should be doing something like in the form of education, like educating yourself in some way, shape, or form that helps you work towards something. That's right. And so, for yours truly, the next obvious step was to get back into the classroom. Only this time, yours truly doesn't just make a pit stop in any sort of random classroom. He enters the university of yours truly. That's right. Now, one thing yours truly does want to mention here is that home study or self-study, whatever you want to call it, isn't always good for everyone. In other words, what works for one individual may not work for another, and so you really have to figure out what works best for yourself before you commit fully to it. And this also brings up another point that yours truly wants to emphasize, and that's that you should never compare your route, or yourself for that matter, to another person or people people, because we're all wired a bit differently, right? No two individuals are the same, and no two individuals will ever walk the exact same paths, right? So in other words, what yours truly is trying to say is, you should really have to, you know, you really have to chart your own shit map sometimes, because we're all different, and to not compare yourself to another. Does that make sense? But anyways, yours truly is a big believer that education never stops. Because the truth is, if you really wanted to learn something new every single day, you sure can. That's the truth, and that's why yours truly believes education is an ongoing forever kind of thing. But if again, I think that drill is probably coming up soon, if you all know what I mean. But if you are someone who thinks you know it all, like, ooh, I'm so smart, I'm always right, I know it all type of shit, right? Then in that case, you must be a dumb genius. Because the truth of the matter is, nobody, and I mean nobody, on this planet Earth knows everything. There's no such thing as that. In fact, if that's the case, then you must be a super dumb genius, not just a dumb genius. Hang on one second. A drink break, please, then we'll finish the rest of this part.